Difficulty in fasting. Fasting for students. Question. If the final year exams coincide with the month of Ramadan, and a person cannot fast and study at the same time, is it permissible for him not to fast for a few days so that his efforts of the year are not wasted? Answer. Until extreme difficulty is not apparent, he must fast. However, he can travel the required distance for breaking the fast, and then on return, it is not necessary for him to fast on that day. Fasting of workers. Question. I work in extremely bad conditions, approximately 45 degrees Celsius, and my work is very strenuous, and fasting is very difficult for me, to such an extent that it affects my work and brings about the possibility of me being fired. What should I do? Answer. If you are unable to get time off or find another temporary job that doesn't affect your fasting, you must fast. If the fast gets extremely difficult and problematic, then you are allowed to break it and make it up afterwards. Simply abandoning it because of some excuse is not permissible. General rule. If a person was unable to fast in the month of Ramadan because of illness, and if that illness prolongs till the following month of Ramadan, it is not wajib for him to perform the qada of those fasts, but he must pay the fidya for every day he has missed. If a person makes an intention to fast and then goes unconscious, but during the day regains his consciousness, he should continue his fast according to obligatory precaution. If he breaks his fast, he should make it up later. Question. What is the ruling on fasting for a pregnant woman who does not know whether fasting will be harmful to her or not? Answer. If she fears that fasting will be harmful to her or her baby, she should not fast. Question. What is the responsibility of a nursing mother in regards to fasting? Answer. The issue has two dimensions. One. If fasting causes a decrease in her milk and is detrimental to the child, she should not fast. But instead, she should pay the fidya and do the qada of those fasts at a later date. 2. If fasting is harmful to her, she has the same ruling as an ill person. Question. With the availability of powdered milk in the marketplace, is it permissible for a mother who is nursing her infant baby to abandon fasting? Answer. If by using powdered milk, the nutritional needs of the baby are fulfilled and no harm is caused, she must fast.